Welcome to Voices from the Frontline from the Christian Medical Fellowship, where we hear from healthcare professionals on the front line of the COVID-19 pandemic. And we've been speaking with many people who are working clinically, but behind the scenes is a vast number of scientists who are working, as we hear in the media all the time, on things like vaccines and understanding the virus better. So I'm delighted today to be joined by a scientist, joined by Dr. Tim Jenkins. Welcome, Tim.
Well, good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, Tim. Now, you're head of clinical development for a pharmaceutical company in the UK, and I know that you've got a fair background in virology, that's the study of viruses. Just give us a flavour of what you've been involved in the past, and then lean. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So I've worked in academia previously in the UK, but also in the US. I was at the National Institutes of Health for about 8 years. They're working on the AIDS virus. And we had a lot of success there. In academia point of view, we saw the structure of one of the key enzymes there. And then I've came back and then working in the UK mostly for about 20 years in drug development. One of the interesting things is a couple of years ago, I was working for a biotech company focused on developing a treatment for respiratory viruses. So I guess it's very apropos to our conversation today.
Yeah, fantastic. And Tim, just give us a feel of what things are like at the moment in the scientific community. I know that your role is involved in briefing a large number of people in your company and beyond.
Yeah, so it's interesting times for drug development. One of the biggest things you don't want to be doing when you're running clinical trials is putting strain on a healthcare service that's trying to deal with the virus. So that's clearly what's going on. A lot of trials have been paused, stopped. Our company does oncology as well. And so obviously for certain patients, they have no other option perhaps for a treatment. So oncology studies for the benefit of those patients are trying to continue, but again, trying to be sensitive to what's happening with the healthcare industry. But I would say also probably most companies are looking into their cupboards of compounds and trying to see if there's anything that can be repurposed, either to target the virus and inhibit the viral replication, or also actually maybe even target the immune system. One of the things that's come out is that the characteristics of people who do very badly with COVID-19, not just the demographic knowledge which is out there, but actually from an immunological point of view, some of the key signs are being seen in some of the individuals who are doing quite badly. And there may be an opportunity for drugs which dampen down certain parts of the immune system could be repurposed to dampen down perhaps over inflammatory lung response to the virus. So those studies are ongoing. And there's a lot of energy and work being put in by many, many bright people to solve this.
Thanks, Tim. Now, one question I've got to ask you, and I get a lot of these comments on posts that I put out on social media from people who say they don't have a faith, and they'll say, "Yeah, you Christians, stop praying about this stuff. Get to work and do some science. You know, let's be led by the science." I hear that all the time. Now, you're a Christian and you're a scientist, so tell us, you know, how do those two fit together?
Well, they fit together really well because they're both aiming to do the same thing, although there are differences. So, basically, as a scientist, if you cut down to the real basic thing, you're really seeking after truth. You're looking to find truth and find that truth and confirm truth. And that's exactly the same thing as a Christian. You're seeking after truth and finding truth. So it's the same process, the same level of scrutiny, the same level of understanding, you know, that sort of thing. So in a way also, I find true scientists are quite humble, because you realize you don't really understand everything, but you're having to be a learner. And it's exactly the same in the Christian faith. So, it was hand in hand.
Yeah, and you mentioned humility there. What sort of reflections have you had on that? Because so many of us are being so confident. I found that with myself, I'd have been so confident in my life and planning the future. And this just really brings all of that into question, doesn't it? So where are your reflections on that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that's one of the things that struck me actually about this whole sort of the last few weeks, really. I mean, it's been obviously a couple of months, maybe if you look at it worldwide, a few months. I think humility is a word that comes to mind for me because it's a time of humbling, I think, for us, as especially in the West, maybe and other countries as well, where I think there's a tendency often for us to have this exceptionalism where we think, well, we're different and we're special and we have all this knowledge. but actually knowledge and wisdom are totally different things. And sometimes even you have buckets of both knowledge and wisdom, you still get humbled, I think. And I think it's a realization that we're not in control. Now, from a Christian point of view, well, that's obvious. We understand that. We have a God who's above and beyond, but also intimately involved in our lives as well. So I think that aspect of humbling is good. It's good for everybody to reflect on the fact you're not in control. Sometimes when things crash into your life, you know, like a car crash or literally or a disease, you realize you're not in control. But most of the time we tend to live our lives in sense of, it's not going to happen to me. So I think what COVID-19 is doing is showing us all at the same time that we're not in control. So and that's a healthy thing, I think, because it stops us going down ways of kind of using our lives or living lives that really aren't really focused on what's important.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. And just as we close, anything else that struck you in the last couple of weeks you'd like to share with us?
Well, I guess the other thing is, I think when you have a crisis, the classic thing, and it's always been true throughout history, and it's true today, it brings out the best in people, but also brings out the worst in people, recognizing that. But I do think this, along with humbling us to some extent, even though we're all trying desperately, both within the scientific and healthcare community, to deal with this, is a remembrance that life is short. And that also, you know, the Bible talks about life being a vapor that's here and gone. And again, that's good to remember, because again, you make realize that, you know, life is important, but it's short. And I guess for those that have no faith, that's something they tend not to want to think about. But for the Christian, then, you know, we have this wonderful future ahead of us that actually we're going to have another physical life that's coming down in front of us, not because of anything we've done, but because of what Jesus has done. So I think for me, the humbling part for me personally and the remembrance part has been very helpful, even though, you know, this is a time we don't want to be involved. It's not something we want to have to deal with, but it's something that I think can have some positives that come out of it.
Great. Tim, thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's a great reminder there from Tim how science and faith interact. And here at the Christian Medical Fellowship, we have a number of resources on our website, cmf.org.uk, under our publications, particularly where we address these questions. We give talks in universities around the country. We have groups in every single medical school, many nursing schools around the country, where we will debate and give talks on these issues. So do check out those resources. Do join us to pray every day, because we believe in science. We believe in prayer, of course. Pray at 7 o'clock every day on our social media channels. This has been another Voice from the Frontline. We look forward to joining you next time. Bye for now.